Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. We got the full squad tonight, but I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined by Cody Frankel and Avery Zaretsky. We told you guys the vibes would be high the next time we talk, and the vibes could not be higher right now, I think, as we go into Game 7 tonight, as you're listening, in New Jersey, 8 o'clock puck drop, Rangers-Devils. I mean, what more can you ask for, right, fellas? Like, this is going to be fucking awesome.
I gave a guarantee, dude. I put out that video and gave a guarantee. And
you gonna do another one tomorrow?
That was it. That was it, dude. No, I gotta follow Messi's foot, Messier's footsteps, dude. I like game six guarantee. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Avery, what are your thoughts?
Dude, I don't know what it is with this show, but every time it starts now, I get the case of giggles because I just think like I just think Cody's gonna say something funny.
Johnny
about
Lazarus,
Hey, I didn't even talk to any Devils after game six.
He didn't. He went to the Rangers locker room.
Yeah, I go for the good vibes. I'm actually surprised you're not going to make fun of me because, like, some guy.
You know what I want to make fun of you on? Questions. Every time you ask a player a question, they just, like, don't answer you.
What are you talking about? Yeah, they do.
Dude, Kreider's just like, yeah. Every time, but no, it's every time you post a clip, like you send it to us, but every time you send it in the group chat, it's of a player like
I post those.
Stonewalling you.
No, I think you're wrong. Honestly, I think I've asked good questions.
No, I'm not saying you don't ask good questions.
He didn't say that.
Can be excellent.
Yep.
But they're just giving me
they're
a hard time.
They're just giving you a hard
time. Well, I thought you were going to say something about Gallant because Gallant was like, where am I looking? He couldn't even see me.
Oh. No,
that's what. You're just the new guy.
Well, also, like, dude, honestly, not everyone, like, really asks questions, which is something that I'm realizing. Like, a lot of people just kind of sit in and, like, don't speak up.
Because they take notes to write articles.
Yeah, but that's what I'm doing. I'm getting my own questions.
Yeah, but you can multitask.
I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, let's move on. So,
Johnny Lazarus of the Hockey News.
It's going to get old if you just dig it into the ground.
I don't think so, dude. It'll forever.
Excuse me, sir. Johnny Lazarus of the Hockey News. Kira Schmidt.
Kira Schmidt. Okay, so not a good start to game six. Devils come out and dominate, score the first goal. Mika, obviously, you know, gets the one-timer from the left circle. Vladimir Tarasenko on PP1. And let's just start there. Like, we talked about it last episode. Once Mika gets going, it took him the same thing last year. Didn't score a goal until game six. Then the whole fucking series flipped. I guess I'm going to ask you guys a question right now. Not even looking at fan questions yet, but who do you guys think makes the biggest impact on game seven?
First of all, I don't know why I have the case of giggles tonight. The bottom ticker just says New York Rangers lead the Devils 3-3.
Oh, shit.
the listeners can't see that, but regardless, it's gonna be Igor. You know, he's the guy. He's got to make the stops, and the team will follow suit, dude. Yeah, I don't know why I got the case of the giggles tonight.
Rangers lead 3-3. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think we're gonna need somebody to step up and have a huge game. Whether it's Panarin, whether it's Zibby. Whether it's Kreider, whoever it is, I don't know who it's going to be. Whether it's Kane, Tarasenko, but I think this person's going to need to step up and have a big game because I could see, you know, the Devils scored first, okay, and they've scored first in most of the games this series. Yeah. But games 3 and 4, they played very defensive after you know they took the lead. In game 5, they really didn't. You know, they were still playing.
Well, they took
aggressor.
So many penalties. They were so undisciplined.
But they were still playing aggressor for the remainder of the first period against us. And they kind of outplayed us in the first period. But then, you know, I think whatever was said at intermission woke the guys up, right? Because they scored right as the period was ending and got that power play to start the second period, which was huge. And I think, you know, whatever was said woke the guys up. And, like, they just didn't play the type of defense that they played in games 3 and 4. I don't know. I just think like they played way too much offense, and I wonder if they're going to try and adjust in game 7.
The Devils, you're saying?
Yeah. If they do take a lead, I wonder if they're going to play much more conservative instead of trying to build on the lead like they did in game six.
I wouldn't think so. I don't think teams like the Devils are really a type of team to sit back. You know, they'll still attack and whatnot, but they'll be responsible. What?
Nothing.
I would know. I fucking played hockey. You played like rec league roller.
directly. I did. Yeah, it was sick, dude. It was fucking great, bro. We'd sling beers back while you were running 2-a-days fucking on the bench.
While I was being a Division I athlete in really good shape.
Cool. I was in a frat drinking beer with hot girls while you were probably
See, that's like the worst route you could take.
I'm on the hockey team.
Oh, we've got him cornered. He's rattled now.
Cody, that one didn't hit the same. Yeah. I think that playoff hockey is about desperation, and the most desperate team is going to win. We just saw it, Boston, Florida.
Yeah.
Florida seemed a lot more desperate to win the game, and that's what drives teams to win. So the Rangers were clearly the more desperate team in Game 6. They knew their backs were against the wall, and the big-time players made big-time plays. That's why you pay those guys the money. They obviously didn't show up 3, 4, and 5, but when the backs are against the wall, they will show up. They did. I did think Panarin had a pretty good game in Game 6. Obviously, listen.
Dude, he was trying so hard to score the empty netter.
I know. And you know what it
so
is?
Hard.
It's like, yeah, it's
don't
like,
make fun of him, bro. When, that's my when you don't, boy.
When you don't get on the score sheet, it's tough. We've talked about it all week and how it can weigh on a player. But listen, last year, Game 6 against Pittsburgh, Mika Kreider show up. Game 7, Panarin shows up. Like, history likes to repeat itself. So hopefully we see Breadman delivers tomorrow.
Dude, he had
night.
A sick game in Game 6. I thought he played great from top to bottom. And on the power play, he was shooting the puck. He had a great shot. It was just Schmidt had fucking saved it. But
he also has like two guys on him every time he has the puck. Like, I've noticed it. Like, literally every time he's on the half wall, there's two devils surrounding him.
Yeah. Yo, Johnny, doesn't Avery right now, like, just how he is, remind you of, like, an Olympian who just fucking threw the towel over his fucking after he ran a race?
I think that's what he's going for.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I wear, like,
that or pool boy. We don't know.
Usually I wear, like, Blue York stuff, but I didn't put on, like, a shirt or anything, but this is the Henrik Blue York towel.
You're literally wearing a shirt.
Yeah, dude,
I don't have a Blue York shirt on.
Why are you talking about being naked on the pod?
No,
though?
It's a Hendon Hooker. It's a Hendon Hooker shirt. It's Tennessee, but I like to wear Ranger stuff. So
dude, he fell to the third. How do you feel about that?
Hmm?
Are you a Hendon Hooker guy?
Yeah, he's one of my boys.
I know that
from Barstool.
What is that?
He's a Tennessee quarterback. We got to talk about the Rangers.
All right. Yeah,
I don't care. I don't really care who starts in net for the Devils. What do you guys think about the fact that they're just not announcing?
I don't think there's any shot. It's not Schmidt.
It's me, dude. Schmidt.
I mean, look at what happened. Look at what happened just now, though, to Boston. Like, dude.
No.
Whoa. Jim Montgomery, great coach, amazing coach. How do you not start the Vezina winning goalie?
Can I just first and foremost, I went to college in New England, so I was surrounded by idiot
frat girls. And
I also went to college in New England.
Yeah, but you also transferred like 11 times and went to 17 schools. I went to one. So, anyways. So I love you. I killed you, but I love you.
Jesus.
No, but so I texted one of my boys who's a diehard, and I'm going to read this text because I think this is completely accurate. And I said, I'm not going to talk shit tonight other than say this one thing, whether they win or lose. Jim Montgomery is a great coach, but he is literally on crack for benching Ullmark in a game 7 when starting him games 1 through 6.
That's what I'm saying.
That alone deserved for them to lose. On top of the fact that is like the most organizational incompetency to make that type of decision for a guy who not only is going to win the Vezina, but also put his team, like, he was the team for 82 games. It was him and Pasta. That was it. Like, they had depth, sure. Good players, sure. Him and Pasta were the team. I mean, Ullmark, watching that game, dude, sitting on the bench, must have been fucking fuming all game.
Well, to that point, you can make the same argument for Vanacek versus Schmidt. Like, Vanacek kind of got the Devils here, but Schmidt got the Devils here.
Yes.
You know?
But dude, Ullmark literally had like,
the
best season of all time, arguably.
But like, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, listen, I don't think they should start Vanacek, but I wouldn't be, like, that surprised. I mean, dude, Akira Schmidt, you know, I think he's 22. He's like a young kid, like, doesn't really have much big game experience. Obviously, you know, it showed in game 6. Like, he might not have the cojones right now for a game 7. I don't know.
I think Lindy Ruff's an idiot, so he'll go with Schmidt.
I also don't really care. I mean, we've beaten both goalies. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But also to that point, Lindy Ruff is 0-4 in history in game 7s. Igor 2-0 in game 7s, as you know, we all saw last year. Not that really matters, but just thought I'd throw that little stat out there. And I think the Rangers are 4-1 in their last five game sevens, with two of those being overtime winners. So the luck is on our side. And also another question I'm actually curious about, because I was thinking about this today, and it's easy to say now from our perspective, but I feel like I'd almost rather be the team that goes home and wins game six to force game seven on the road than the team that's playing on home ice for game seven. Is that a, you know, because some teams like having the home ice for game seven, but you have all the momentum in the world when you win game six and you go into game seven. You're just feeling good, feeling confident. Like, look at, you know, Florida, like we just talked about. Like, you know, I think the Rangers right now are in the driver's seat when they weren't for the last three games. And, you know, I think to that point, the pressure does still fall on the Rangers, because the Devils right now are somewhat playing with house money, right? No one thought they'd be here. It's game seven, home ice. You know, some people obviously thought they'd be here, but, you know, if the Rangers don't get it done, you know, they're kind of in the conversation with Boston. Not that they had the same regular season as Boston, but, you know, that's where the conversation falls. It's not going to be like, oh, the Devils were amazing, good for the Devils. Yeah. It's what the fuck happened to the Rangers. You know, that's the narrative, I think.
Yep.
No, you're not wrong. No, you're not wrong. I mean, you're right. And we're both agreeing with you. What more do you want?
I don't know. I thought maybe I would like lead into like a conversation.
Okay. I'll give you a conversation.
He's going to say something stupid, Avery. I know
no,
he is.
No, I was literally I'm waiting for it. All right, forget it.
What were you going to say? Just say it.
I don't even remember now, because it's probably stupid. Talk.
Yeah. Speak yourself.
Is that No, I was just going to say, I mean, I think there's a lot to think about going into game seven. And, you know, we have a lot of skill, a lot of vets. They have a lot of skill, not as many vets. And I think, you know, game seven is the type, like, having that veteran presence matters in playoffs to an extent, but I think like a game seven is the exact extent where having that vet presence matters. That's all.
It could and it couldn't. I mean, the Panthers, they had the vet presence, but the Bruins for sure had more of that.
Yeah.
Like I said, it just comes down to desperation, man. It's who wants it more. Yeah. It's who wants it more. That's the end of it. That's the end of it. Because I think we're looking at two really good teams that could both go far, whoever makes it past game seven. And it's just who wants it more. And I truly believe the Ranger group wants it more. I do. Just based on the way they're talking. They know that they had to win game six, obviously. Like, that was a must-win game. But they were talking about it like none of this matters unless you win the game seven. So they've been thinking about game seven all week. They know that they had to get there.
Do we think the lines stay the same?
I think they have to.
Yeah, they
have to.
Yeah, you win.
I think the only thing you change is you keep Tarasenko on power play one. I think he's like, it's,
I agree.
Don't get cute, like, go full offensive fucking firepower, power play one. Like, no, who was on it? Was it Hedel
they put what, on? What, power it? Play one?
Yeah, Hedel they put
no,
on.
No, it was just Tarasenko for Kane. That was the only swap.
That was it? Okay. Yeah. Because I thought I saw Hedel on it for one power play too. But yeah, I mean, I think you just go Tarasenko. You don't get cute. You fucking shoot away and you score some goals and win.
I'm also seeing more Kane hate. I don't get it. I think he played a great
game. He was one of the better players last night, I thought.
Yeah, and he drew a major penalty that resulted in
he actually looked pretty fast on that play too.
Yeah.
He had the
one or two things he kind of fucked up was, and it's not only him. I mean, Fox did it too and other guys, but like, dude, the giveaways, just the dumb giveaways. Like he was skating and he made like a pretty crafty move, whatever. And then he just turned around and gave it right to him and they got on a breakaway. And it's like, you got to just, you know, you're fucking one of the best players of all time. You got to look up.
He had some really weak ones. Yeah. He looked soft on a couple of plays, but I thought as far as like creating plays, he was pretty solid. Yeah.
No, I was just gonna say the hate is strictly coming from the fact that he's not producing points. That's what the hate's coming from.
He's not producing points.
Sure, but he's not producing points like he should be. Yeah. Yes. And that's where the hate's coming from, because you look at a player to his caliber with his accolades and you're like, this guy should be fucking crushing, and he's not in terms of points. But there's a lot more that goes into hockey than just points. I think Kako, to me, has been the third best player on this team in this entire series. And he has maybe 2 points. I don't know. How many points does he have?
You're the stat guy, Johnny. I agree. I think Kako's has been great. I don't
Kako has 2 points. You're right, Cody. One goal, one assist.
Yeah, his possession is just is what makes him special. There was one specific play. I don't know if we had got anything from it, but he had the puck the entire time in the zone, and he was like just dangling around the whole team.
Yeah. I know exactly the player you're talking about, and I think he's been playing very heavy on every shift. And you know, outside of Kako, I mean, if there is one game we would like to see a guy score who can desperately use a fucking goal, it's Alexi Lafreniere.
Can
desperately use a fucking game 7 goal, and all will be forgiven. Avery called him useless many times.
No. This is the asshole. All right. First of all, don't put words in my mouth. We know people micromanage the players in the ice. People also micromanage me. So shut up, Cody. No, Cody's been the one talking shit about Lafreniere. I thought he's been fine. I thought he's been playing.
I haven't been talking shit. I just said he's useless, which technically he has been useless. That's all I said. I said Lafreniere is useless.
When you win games in the playoffs and you get your team to a game 7, I don't really think anybody's been useless, but sure.
How about Braden Schneider?
He's not useless. He rules.
What a game from him. He really impressed me a lot.
Hit on Meyer was fucking sick.
Sick. And then he follows it up with a goal. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Great to see that from him.
Yeah. I love it.
I really do think before we get into fan questions, cause I feel like we're getting to that time.
Don't say it. I know what you're going to say. Don't ask us to make predictions. It's Rangers.
I wasn't going to ask you to make predictions at all. I was actually going to say, like, I could not be more confident in a goalie going into this game than Igor Shesterkin.
He's just unbelievable.
Not even that, dude. Like, the fact that that guy tried to score a goal in a playoff game down 3-2 in the series, like, come on. Yeah. Like, who doesn't want their goalie to have that much cockiness and swagger?
Dude, it could – one, I mean, I love
it. Turned
it
out really bad.
It could have gone bad, dude. He literally shot it right at, I don't know what Devil's player, but he shot it right at, dude, that could have been so bad. But I mean, he's just the best. Like,
yeah.
I would hope in a 3-2 game, he wouldn't do that.
I don't think so.
But I just, he's the best. And he's played incredible.
I would have I don't know if I would have the balls to ask, but like, had I talked to Igor, like Panarin in the post game, if Igor had scored, I would have asked, like, how does it feel that Igor scored a playoff goal before you this year, Artemi?
You would never have the balls.
Never have the balls. Never.
You would get your press pass revoked
that
night. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. All right. Let's go into fan questions.
All right.
And I'll lead you guys off with one that rips on me. This is from John_Gotti102. For Cody or Avery,
John Gotti.
Why is Johnny 5'3"?
5'3"?
John Gotti asked the question.
Hey, John. Hey, buddy. How you doing, pal? Just to give you some context, Johnny's not actually 5'3". He walks like he's 5'3", and you know, he was D1 athlete though, so let's watch out. But no, he's actually like 5'10" probably, or 5'10". I think
like 5'10 and a half, maybe like
You're like half an inch shorter than me.
And the wave on the.
I think I'm taller than you.
No, you're not taller than me.
Am I not?
I'm 5'11".
You're also not 30.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You'll shrink.
You're about my height. You're about my height.
I'm just going to scroll through because I don't want to ask all of them.
Yeah. By the time you're 30, dude, you might be 5'7". You shrink with age.
Okay. Here's a good one in regards to the Devil. Drew_Snipes. Do you think pulling Schmid and Ruff not yet picking a goalie messes with the Devil's confidence?
Probably
I think
not.
Messes with his with Schmidt's confidence. Is it Schmidt or Schmid? Do we know?
It's Schmidt. We're just calling Schmidt.
Schmidt. Someone told Schmidt. Me that his first name was Akita, like it's pronounced Akita. Akita. Yeah, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah. Bro, I think that person just meant to say Shakira. Fucking
Shakira.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't think it messes with like the team's confidence, but I could definitely see that, you know, fucking with his confidence a little bit. It's not an ideal situation, and then. You know, he has to go and sit and watch his team kind of have their backs against a wall and, you know, trying to stave off the sick ass Rangers. But
well, it's definitely tough going from like the high of the high to winning 3 straight and then like.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's go into another one. And this is, I don't know. All right. Pat Bone 4. What do we need to see from the team leadership going into this game? It's kind of a hard question.
It's a great question. And yeah. Set the tone early. Set the tone early. Be physical. Set the fucking tone early. Be physical. Don't take a stupid penalty. But if you have to take a penalty and it's getting the entire team energized and ready to go, fucking do it. Like that. That's it to me.
Yep. Bang bodies. They hit really well in game six. They didn't give the Devils much interior chances after like that first period mayhem.
Yeah,
just bang bodies, man. Throw the weight around.
Yo,
they just wheel around the offensive zone like so well. It's crazy watching the difference. Like I kind of made the comparison. Never mind. You guys aren't really basketball people. But I was saying it's like watching
what
Cody.
Dude, I watched the Knicks fucking lose by 7 points, dude. It wasn't fun.
Yeah, that was a bad game today. But I'm just gonna save the comparison. Were you saying that before?
I was gonna say to Avery's point, like. Agreed, even though I said that too, but like agreed. And also, how about that Trouba fucking smash on Hischier? And he got so mad.
That's the one when you were saying, like, if you have to take a penalty, make sure it's a good one. That's I'll take that penalty
and,
10 times.
And they
out of
scored
10.
And goal worth it. Yep. Goal worth it. Goal
take
worth
that
it.
10
me.
Times out of
like,
10.
Yeah, I'm
that's
with you.
Captain on captain. Fuck you.
And
big
and
hit.
Also, did you guys see Igor throw a punch and just smack somebody in the back of the head?
Yep.
That was great.
I didn't see that. Really?
Dude, Igor punched.
I think it was
Hischier too, or it was Meyer? It was one of them.
It's probably Meyer again.
I think it was Hischier because he was crowding the front of the net and like Igor tried pushing him and he like came back and Igor just a fight broke out like with the Rangers and the Devils and Igor just punched him in the back of the head. It was great.
Here's the thing about Igor, and people call him soft all the time, this and that, because he likes to – he defends his crease like any goalie would. When someone falls on you or something, like in that moment, he can't tell. Like it's so easy to see it on TV, but he doesn't know how. He doesn't know how the person was pushing, if they were pushing, if they were trying to lean on. He's just defending his crease. He's making an extern effort, like stay away from my crease, and he could do whatever he wants. Just because Lindgren might have pushed Meyer in, like that doesn't mean Igor doesn't have a reason to retaliate. Like there's a different player than someone other on his team laying on him, like.
Yeah,
he's not gonna like throw a punch at Lindy for pushing Meyer into him. Like,
no,
he just.
I agree. I love that he stands
goalie.
Up for himself. Yeah, I love it. All right, let's go into this one. Maddie McFly, the chosen one.
I know Maddie. Blue crew-
yeah, Maddie's a good dude. Maddie Mugno.
Yep.
Do the Blue Crew boys subscribe to the narrative that storylines matter or don't at all in Game Sevens?
What kind of storylines?
I mean, what would the storyline be in this one? It's like experience versus not experience in Game 7. I feel like that would be the storyline for this one.
Yeah.
I mean, for like, you know, like storyline for Seattle, Colorado is defending champs versus, you know, first ever playoff series.
To me, it's like who's going to – yeah. To me, it's like the biggest – I mean, yes, but the biggest storyline, like, for the Rangers at least is who's going to show up. Like, which Rangers team are we going to see, right? We've seen the tail of the tape, two sides. Like, which Rangers team is showing up? Are we going to get the team that looked unbelievable in games, you know, 1, 2, and 6? Or are we going to get the team in 3 through 5? And I, like, you know, if you ask me this going into game 6, I don't know. But now you see that the teams kind of rallied back together. Something happened. They set it up. Like, they're ready to go. And everybody has bad games. It's, you know, it's 1-4 for a reason. It's 3-3. I like our chances.
Yeah, I agree, Cody. It's weird right now. It's like pouring rain. The weather's shitty. It's just like feels like a storm is coming. I feel like the Rangers are ready to go. I think they know that they had lapses on a 3-game losing streak, but they seemed to clean it up. They realized they were on home ice. They had to do something for the fans, and they all knew it. Like Kreider's quote was perfect, talking about how he felt like he let the fans down, and they know how important it is to us. And you know, we talk about all the time. It's like these players, you know, they don't quote unquote care about us because, like, at the end of the day, they're all humans, and they're gonna finish a series or finish something, and they're gonna go home to their families and have a normal life, and they want that, not only just to be athletes, but at the same time they have to live their lives. So it was cool to know that like they feel for us because they know how much we want it. And a guy like him who's been on the team for so long and been through so many cup runs for the Rangers, that like it felt good knowing that they felt the same way about us and they took care of business, and now they have to do it in Newark, and I will be in the building.
I'm ready
to go.
Spot on. Last one. And then we'll just do our own little chit chat before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
This is from Marky Ben. What was the drastic difference you saw in the Rangers' style of play in game 6? I don't think there was anything drastic. I think the biggest difference was they saw a power play goal go in, you know, in all three games they lost, they didn't score in the power play. And I think, you know, this team just lives and dies by the success of their power play. And that's where they get all the confidence from. And scoring a power play goal in the first period just helped boost that confidence. You know, I don't think it was like, you know, I mean, when you really look at it, the Rangers like didn't necessarily completely outplay the Devils. Like it wasn't a 5-2 game.
Yeah, I mean, according to Valley's model, we got outplayed. But the Rangers, I swear, every like big win they've ever had, they've gotten outplayed. It's just that's just the way it is. That's
well, not game one and game two.
If we didn't have Igor Shesterkin, I mean, I'm not kidding you. That game could have easily been 5-5. Easily, yeah. It could have been 5-5. I mean, some of the saves that guy made is just beyond me. I mean, he made like two snap glove saves. Guy was doing fucking splits like he was at the ballet doing a fucking 360. It was just crazy.
I was saying to my point, Johnny, is that like we talked about it too, about games one and two. Like if we didn't have Igor, there were a couple chances that the Devils had. Like if they score a goal in a certain spot, like a way different outcome could have happened.
Yeah, that's how it could have gone in game 5-2. I still think if Panarin scores that goal in that 3-on-1, you know, it's a different game.
And it's crazy. Like, I've been talking about it all series, and I don't know if you guys have been thinking about this, but my theory has just been proven correct every single time. So whoever scores the first goal, if they get the second goal, they're going to win the game. Whoever scores the first goal, if the other team gets the second goal and they score the one after that, they're going to win the game. That's just how it's been the entire time.
Everyone.
It's just that.
So make sure everyone's following that.
The fucking matrix right here.
Yep. Make sure you follow that. Make sure you're looking for that in game 7, because I think that's going to be important.
So, you know what's funny? If you told like anybody that last year, they would have been like, you're crazy, because two
Rangers came back so many times.
Rangers, you know, lead, whatever. Rangers came back like 4 times. Sure. But it's funny because that's been the narrative of this story. And I think it's because both teams are playing. I mean, I know some games were 5-1, 5-2, whatever, but both teams generally, like outside of that really, really bad game 5 for the Rangers, like both teams have been playing like pretty tight in terms of like defense and stuff like that. So like, yeah, I think whoever scores the first goal, like if they add to it, it's going to be harder for the other team to fucking score. And if they don't and they let the team linger around, then you see what happened to the Rangers. They fucking lose. And you see what happened to the Devils. They fucking lose. So.
All right. Should we do maybe just like one, not a prediction, but like unsung hero? Who's like an unexpected goal scorer for game 7? Well, let's think back to last year. Who scored in game 7 Pittsburgh that was weird? Keandre had one. It was the first one was who? Kreider, Keandre, Mika, and then Panarin in overtime.
The man is due, boys.
And then Carolina was Fox, Kreider, Strom.
I'll tell you who's going to score. Again. I'll tell you who's going to score.
Hedl.
This man has.
Hedl's due, man.
I was just about to say it. Nope, come on.
This man has played a very good series. He's been buzzing around left and right pretty much every single game. He's one guy we haven't talked about at all, and I'm going to give him some love, and that's Jimmy Vesey. I think he's due for a goal.
Okay. I like that. I'm saying that Filda's going to have two.
Two?
Yeah, two goals.
I'm waiting for him to come out, man. I would love to see Hedl get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't been.
What's your problem with Lafreniere?
What do you mean? What's your problem with Lafreniere?
You don't think he can do it?
I didn't say he couldn't. I'm just saying.
No, I'm talking to Johnny.
I just think someone else has a better chance to do it.
Okay. Just making sure.
Game 7, Filda. He's been there before.
Yeah, he has.
This is a little random, but I was looking at I was watching the Hurricanes game the other day before they clinched. Did you guys fucking know bum ass Brady Shea had 18 goals this year?
Yeah, he had great
18
season.
Fucking goals. He had more goals than Lafreniere. He has as many goals as Kako. That's
he was running the power play for a bit.
That's ridiculous, dude. He couldn't buy a goal when he was on our team outside of the first year, but just a fun fact.
That's a good way to wrap it up.
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about Brady Shea. No, you guys have any final thoughts? Like, Avery, you're going to the game. I'll be at the game. Probably hang out a little bit outside before. Is that Brady Shea?
Brady Shea, dude. He's never had more than 10 goals before, and he has fucking 18 this year.
Carolina's good.
Yeah.
Prediction: Rangers win. I'll be at the game. Come say hi. I'm in section 115.
I'll be watching at my apartment because it's my safe haven. And Rangers are going to win by a million.
Wait, Avery, actually, I was walking around the garden for game six and I saw Pasha there. He was by himself. I thought it was so funny.
Good.
I was like, who are you here with? He goes, alone. I was like, no way. He's actually a nice guy.
He's a great guy. I love Pasha. I worked with him for 4 years. I just fuck him right now. Yep. And also, I'll be there like super. I think I'm leaving my house at like 5 o'clock. So I'll be like in Newark at like 5:45, 6 o'clock. If anybody wants to come by, I'll be hanging out.
Our boys do.
Yeah.
All right, Cody, say it and let's go.
LFGR, baby.